And Leslie Dutton Downer is back to talk about the global reach and global roots of English all this week at this time. She's the author of The English Is Coming, How One Language is Sweeping the World. Today we're talking about high-tech words and our project to find new words from other languages, which continues online. Hey, Leslie, welcome back.
Hi there, Brian.
And just so everybody knows, we're asking listeners to propose non-English words that are needed in English. We just haven't realized it yet. So to all our listeners who know other languages, post your suggestions for words that you think should become a part of global English. And on Friday, we'll go through some of those, including the post we got from a teacher in Lebanon who compiled a list from his students. And we'll talk to Leslie Dutton Downer about where English is heading. Go to our website, WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and follow the link to post your suggestion of a word from another language, as so many words have in the past, that should be incorporated into English and have people say it as if it was English. So, Leslie, speaking of future English, today we're going to look at some new words from the high-tech world, starting with something that's not even really a word, LOL. Part word, part emoticon, right?
Right. LOL is a funny word because, as you say, it's not really a word. It's more like an expression that arose in the 1990s, first among English speakers using it to stand for laugh out loud or laughing out loud to sort of capture the immediacy and liveness of their reaction to something when people couldn't see them or hear them. But now in global English, it's really become something of a different expression. A lot of people around the world are using LOL sort of to convey that they don't want to cause offense or that they just want to be sure that everything is okay with what they're saying. So they'll sort of put it in almost anywhere in a sentence and use it very freely. It's taken on a really interesting kind of life of its own.
Have any of the other texting abbreviations transferred into non-email, written, or spoken language like that?
Not that LOL, of course, was originally just abbreviation and now has become an acronym in spoken English, so people say LOL much the way they would have said, the way scuba went from standing for self-contained underwater breathing apparatus and is now just a word, scuba. But I think most of these kinds of electronic, texty sort of words are mainly used in written form.
OMG. Another webby word you look at is blog, the shortened version of weblog. People forget that it came from weblog, which almost sounds like old English.
Yeah, weblog. Well, web is a very, very ancient word. The roots for web go way back over 7,000 years and originally meant to weave, as on a loom, which would have been a high-tech object 7,000 years ago. And the log part of that just comes from the idea of a ship's log, the idea of dropping a literal log into the water to measure the speed of a ship and then noting down that speed in what later became known as a ship's log. So putting those together, you get weblogs that was shortened in the late 90s to blog. But I think with WikiLeaks and the Iraq War logs, same word being used there, the same idea of chronicling and writing things down. With that in the news, I think it's really a very interesting thing to note about blog is that, first of all, there are a lot of bloggers around the world. We have 2 billion people using the Internet on a daily basis, roughly, and hundreds of millions of bloggers. But the blogs that first captured a global English audience, if you like, people using English not as a native language but to speak to people in a global environment, were war blogs. And those arose after 9/11. Even in Iraq, after March 2003, we see that there are war blogs maintained by people who speak Arabic at home and are writing in English in order to communicate with a planetary community who is thirsty for information and perspectives that come from unofficial sources. So that's a really interesting kind of backstory to the blog.
And you write about how the web started just as the Cold War was ending, both of which gave what you call global English a boost.
Yes, well, the whole fact of English being such an important language in Internet technology is itself really about that place where the Internet technology arose. Tim Berners-Lee innovated it in Switzerland in 1989, and The community of physicists had been using English as their common language since the early 1900s. So you have this idea of English already being a kind of high-tech language. And then that really makes it understandable why English would be so important for the Internet. So just as that was happening in 1989, the Berlin Wall was figuratively, if not literally, collapsing, and China was opening up. So this entire environment created a world where the Internet technology allowed a global conversation to take place, for people to be in fluid contact across the planet using this technology that had already been shaping up in English. And so there you get the sort of dominance of English in this technology. But one thing is fun to note, though, is a lot of the technology words come from English and just get redefined. Like, we think of things, mouse, or window, or cookies even. I mean, these are just words that took on an entirely different meaning thanks to technology.
Indeed. Does the rise of what you call global English mean the eventual end to all the other languages?
Well, I certainly hope not. I think most people hope not. Everyone has things that they like to do in a native language that really have more meaning in that language, and English can certainly become an additional language so people can be multilingual. And ideally, a lot more Americans would also want to learn another language so that they could participate in a multilingual community. I mean, it turns out that the majority of the world's population is actually multilingual. People who speak only one language are in the vast minority. So it's in everyone's interest to speak more than one language anyway.
By the way, Sam, who teaches at the American University in Beirut, suggested 6 Arabic words that his English, Arabic, French speaking students suggest be incorporated into global English. One of them is Yalla, which means let's go. So we'll talk more about that and other people's suggestions on Friday. We thank once again Leslie Dunton Downer, who is the author of The English is Coming, How One Language is Sweeping the World. And remember to submit your suggestions for things from any other language, words or phrases that you think should be incorporated as part of English that we should just say. And Leslie, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.
More tomorrow. How's this for some all-star English language talking? Coming up right after the news, Leonard Lopate has Oliver Sacks and Stephen Sondheim today. WNYC, FM and AM, New York.